Welcome, 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 everyone, to the Dr. Renee Sunday Show podcast. You know I'm your girl. I am Dr. Renee Sunday, the platform builder. You guys know what I do, but let me just tell the people that just maybe just stopping by. I am the platform builder, a visibility strategist. So what I do in a nutshell, I help small business owners increase visibility and get leads for their business. And you know what? We leverage this media, you know, the social media, the podcast, the magazine. Getting those magazines, they feel good, okay? The blog posts and stuff like that, outsource it, okay? We can talk later, okay? But I just want to let you know, we want to say thank you so much for supporting us. You downloading us over on iTunes, checking us out on YouTube, and you just all in the analytics for the website, ReneeSunday.com. So we thank you. And you DMing us on all these social media platforms, you know, it's a new one every day, right? So we try to do our best, okay? But we want to get into the information today. You know, we love having conversations. We love having conversations to really to better ourselves for knowledge. But guess what? And we can make wise decisions. So we can actually encourage somebody else in this journey we call life. But you know, I'm an entrepreneur at heart, right? Okay. So we actually have an amazing young lady with us. Woo! I can't even handle it. She's just so powerful. You know, right? We have Miss Brittany Holman with us. Let's tell you a little bit about. She's an author. You know, she's an author. You know, you're going to hear it, right? One of her books that we're going to talk about a little bit is, guess what? No Touch Zone. We need this. We need this. You need to just go on and get ready to write down where you need to get this, because all of us need to make sure we cover this information with our children, okay? And the name of it is Based on Childhood Sexual Abuse. You need that, right? She actually is working on an amazing series. I'm not going to give it out yet. I'm going to let her tell us because, you know, the passion that we can hear from her voice. But she's been on numerous, as I just said, she already, her team know what to do. She's been on several magazine blogs and also been on, guess what? She's been on Fox, y'all. Fox. You know, she's just doing the thing. But her whole dream is so we can get the information and we can make decisions, right? She's doing a book tour and all of this kind of stuff. But Brittany, welcome to the Dr. Renee Sunday Show. Are you there?
Hello, everybody. Hello. I am excited.
I love it. Okay, she already on media personality, right? I already got her signed up, right?
Hello.
Oh, Lord. Brittany, you're amazing. Tell us a little bit more about yourself, sweetheart, and the things that amazing things that's going on in your life.
Well, I won't call them amazing. I call them blessed. But I am 28 years old. I am from a small town of Neeson, South Carolina. I currently live in St. Matthews, South Carolina, where I am the author of two children's books. Have one on the press as we speak, and both of the children's books are bringing awareness about safety and being more aware of their surroundings. One is teaching kids not to allow people to touch them. That's called the no-touch zone. And then there's one who speaks about the Father who I serve, the Father, the God, which teaches us no matter what decisions our parents make, stay still in God and know that He has a plan for us in the end. And then the book that's on the press is teaching young CEOs how to become a young entrepreneur. It's as easy that a five-year-old can do the open responses and learn more about sole proprietorship. And all of that is in this book. I am excited. My heart goes after the children. I know God has approved me as a youth advocate. And I am getting ready for tour, and honestly, I think it's some of my mentees because we're getting ready to launch Brittany Lachey Mentorship. So some of the mentees that has enrolled are actually going with me to Chicago First City and to Chicago. Then we have Tallahassee. We have North Carolina. We have it all. We coming. We taking Ezekiel and Promise on a run for their life. Do you hear me? A run. I am excited. I'm just that excited. I got to talk just like that, like I'm on a commercial. I need everybody in every city to get prepared for us. I need their children to be ready. I need everybody to be on the lookout because I need y'all to remember me.
Lord, I love it. I love it. Yeah, she's just amazing. I love my whole, pretty much half of my team is millennial, so I love it because she already got me more pumped than I could ever be. But let's do this. Do me a favor because I love the heart. And I know you get tired of people saying millennial. Just call me my name. That's my nephew. My nephew said, just call me. My name is Clifford, okay? But let me ask you this, though. I do want to get this information out because so many people in my age bracket and over, we love to say the word millennial. But let me ask you, I want to, if it's okay, because I love your heart, what should we be doing right now? I know that's not a part of your book, but we're going to get to that. But I want to know from your standpoint, what should we be doing, the people that's my age, and, you know, I'm 50, y'all know how old I am, okay? And the people that's older than you, how can we be in your corner more and support you in these amazing, creative, and innovative things that God has given you?
I truly believe that, you know, we call them seasoned, seasoned age women and men can help us youth and help me out by getting back to those ways where it didn't matter if the neighbor had to look out for the child. It didn't matter if the neighbor had to mind thy business, because it takes a village to raise a child. So when we get back to those morals, y'all can help me by just that, because these children are home now with the molesters and with home now without the proper education. And we can't do nothing else. Mind thy neighbor business in this season. And we can't do that. I don't know what. It don't take money. And we can have all the money in the world. I need sponsors from north, east, south, and west. But if we not taking care of our neighbor children and looking out, making sure they're not, you know, you ain't got to talk to them. Just can you see them? Can you war for them? Can you pray for them? Can you can know what's going on without being in the physical house? Do that for me. Pray for the intercede on the behalf of the youth. Do that because y'all are seasoned. Y'all know how to reach God like no other. Not to say that us, we can't, but can y'all just pray for your neighbor? Can you know your neighbor business without knowing your neighbor business?
God, don't. Girl, you don't make me. Okay, my team just said, guess what they just said? That's the younger version
of me. What did they say? Come on.
I love it, but you're right, because me, I don't have kids, and you guys, y'all know I don't have kids, but I have at least 20 or 25 God kids, and I always keep up with, like, the bus drivers. When the bus drivers come by, I give them, you know, look, you know, give them something, you know, give them a gift card, give them, if you know, now they trust me, I can give them, you know, things that I have in my home, but, you know, I started off with a gift card, because they didn't know me, and that's, you know, makes sense, you know. But the thing about it is we need to be our neighbor's people. We need to be able to I mean, just, oh, you said, girl, that's a movement right there. You saying you don't want to be in my business, but at least lift me up to God. Sometimes that's even better, because a lot of times we're doing it out of spite. But just be careful for one another. Bridget, Lord, girl, you done got me all excited.
Come on.
Ooh, Lord, let's talk about this, because it's a touchy subject, of course, but it's a much needed conversation, especially in the church. Let me just be honest. Your first book, No Touch Zone. You know, a lot of if I can try to remember back, my mom and dad had that conversation with me about that. Me and my siblings as well. Do you think that the conversation is not just going on at all, or just parents don't know how to talk about it, and we're so glad you have this, you know, this publication that we can refer to?
I don't believe that the conversation is going on at all, honestly. And the reason I say that is because I asked my sister, who I know is my little niece, who moved a little faster than she needed to be. Are you talking about niece by sex? Because if you're not, I'm going to do it. And she was like, no, she know somebody touched her. She better come. You need a big, bad wolf, and you never know when that situation may come. The child may not know how to tell you because of the victim. The parents could have told them not to say nothing, or, you know, threaten them. Because most parents like to say, my child know if so-and-so, if this go down or that go down, because they want to be the big, bad wolf. But when have you ever attacked the spirit that operate that does not just may not operate in your house, but these children are going places, they're doing things, and maybe because it's not happening in your house, it could be happening somewhere else. So I don't believe that parents are actually talking about it. They're assuming that their child knows who and what to run to if a situation happens. It ain't the time to be assuming. It's a time to clap at it. You get what I'm saying?
That's it. I totally agree with you. We need to have the conversation because the kids don't know. I mean, I can remember back. I did everything. I tried to do everything I saw my mom do and my dad do, you know.
Uh-huh.
But because we're at that learning stage when they don't know. And the worst thing could happen truly is learning from what we see on TV and social media because we don't know the backstory. I mean, we as adults really need to be mindful of that ourselves because everybody can go to a photo shoot and get a nice makeup
product
and make us look good, but then we cry when we got in the car or even the elevator.
That's true.
Excuse me. She got me so excited. I got to drink some water, okay? But
that's
baby,
okay.
Let me ask you this. With your heart in regards of even with the talking about the sexuality abuse and things like that, it's a lot of things that I think we as seasoned, and I like that you have that nice word of adults, that we need to have a conversation with our kids. And it made me bring this up because it is so much on these different social media platforms.
Mm-hmm.
When you go on with the tour that you have coming up, are you going to address these touchy subjects that really you can touch the, you know, your age bracket because you're in it? Because a lot of these, you know, what we do as adults, I hate to say it, you know, we'll say, you own that game too much. You own the phone too much. But that's not, you know, the right, you know, all the time to say. We can say it in a better way. So what you think we, in the tour and that you have coming up, you're going to address some of these topics that is kind of hard for the parents to really talk about, or we don't know how to talk about it.
I have, me and my team have been putting together a brochure, and we've been just doing Q&As, polls, and trying to figure out ways to try to get it so that it can, because the book teaches you, you get the moral of the story, but we had to break it down, the birds and the bees, on how to approach your child and even talking about it, paying attention to signs. When I was molested, my breasts started growing faster than they should be. Those are little signs that, you know, just like they say, ginger heal the body. But you rather run to the doctor. Little signs that come from ancient years ago are the things and the morals that we need to pay attention to in this era because those are where things came from. This is where our grandmother and grandfather didn't have Google to go to. They just watched. They just knew. So I'm teaching on that, and you coming from my standpoint, so it ain't coming at like no charts and no fancy bill, but all that ain't going to be in this chart. This is going to be straight to the point, and it's going to tell you signs to look for, who to talk to, what to talk to, if it happens, what to do. So I will have our informational pamphlets coming with me when I do go on tour.
Now, see, you had told me something. See, I'm not a parent. I didn't realize if a young lady matures in the, you know, in our sensitive, you know, in our areas, breasts and, you know, other areas, that means something may be going on. Ooh, so you're going to make me kind of be watching out now.
Come on, look.
See,
I'm here to teach.
Yeah.
I'm here to show. I'm here to lead by an example. Watch. That'll keep me on track when I want to cut up. Turn up. I be wanting to turn up, too, when they say clap back, but I have to always remember God first. And then my audience. I don't have children either, but I know all of this. It comes from wisdom. It comes from spending time with God. I don't have no children. I don't have a bird, a fish, or a dog. So it just comes from wisdom.
She is so funny. I love it. But you're getting the information out. And that's the most important thing because, oh, my God, what you said. So you're making me like, okay, I need to take a. But see, that's the thing that a lot of parents don't realize, and my mom has said this a lot. You know, there are no parenting classes, so don't be mad at your parents. They are actually, we need to give them some some clap here, praise, because they're doing the best they can with what they have, because they may have been in an uncomfortable situation. They may have been through a trauma, and that's the only thing they really need to, not need to, but that's the only thing they know how to function out of. And that's why we got to really believe in it's okay, especially the African-American, you know, I'm going to go there. It's okay to go to a counselor. It's okay to go to a psychologist and a psychiatrist, because all that stuff that had happened, that focus, you know, whatever happened stayed in the house, has really hurt us as we are adults, okay? So, but Brittany, wait a minute. We got to dive a little bit more. Tell us briefly, you know, of course, ladies and gentlemen, you know how I am. Tell us briefly about, you mentioned, we talked about the no-touch zone, but you say you have a couple more publications that's hit real soon. Just briefly, and y'all know how I feel about this. She's going to briefly tell us about, but we got to hit that pay button, okay? We can't hear you, Brittany, if you're talking.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we got you now. Uh-huh, continue.
Okay, so yes, the no-touch zone is one of the others. The no-touch zone just came from my personal experience, being raised by my stepfather since the age of one, but also looking at the ideal dad, who turns out to not be my father, but then the dad who is my father is an alcoholic. And it reminded me that no matter what our parents' decisions are, like you said just a few seconds ago, parents are not taught how to be parents. They have to learn along the way they go. So in this book, the best tool that a parent can give their child is the Bible, and understand that God is our Father until we know. And right now I'm in the phase. I learned to respect him by using godly morals. So as I spoke in the subtitle, it's Jeremiah 29:11, knowing that the plans that God has for me means that I have to be obedient not only to God but my parents as well, regardless of what their situations or circumstances are. So this child, this book may be for a child who is, you know, just, you know, having a little difficult rough patch in their life. And then we have the Young CEO book, which teaches kids how to start a business from start to finish. And I also offer coaching and mentoring for children who wants to be entrepreneurs, leading our kids towards being leaders and not statistics.
She's just amazing. Oh, my God. Brenda, I can talk to you all day and all night. Lord Jesus.
I'm available.
Look, I want to step back a little bit. I want you to just talk from your heart, which you have been doing already. If someone is listening or knows someone that really are having a rough time, you know, they may have, you know, bullying is real, even through social media, you know, bullying. Or if they feel like their complexion may not be like everybody else in the family or the people at the school, their hair is not like somebody else. They just don't like where they are. They can't get a, you know, a little, you know, have a boyfriend or something like that. Speak to them real quickly from your heart. And then after you do that, sweetheart, I know that's going to be a lot. So take a deep breath and then tell us tell us how we can support you in your tours. Tell us how we can support you on social media as well.
Okay. I just want to talk to those parents who may be having a child who may want, maybe have given a little difficult time, maybe even not knowing their identity just yet. Lift them to God. I spoke to a friend a few weeks ago, and like I told her, I said, she said, I buy her what she wants, and she's still failing in school. Have you given your child God? And you gave him the world. What is it for us to gain the world and lose our souls? But have you given your child God? So all I'm saying is, even it sounds rough to say, you're talking about God. You're talking about God in all things, but it's, you don't know the experience of really giving, saying, God, this your child. You sent her to me, and I need you to deal with this right now. My child is being bullied. My child is making bad grades. My child got low self-esteem. My child won't come out the room. My child can't find friends. Lord, have your way and your will. Have you ever said that over your child? They bad. They don't listen. She won't come out the room. That, you got to speak life and speak it more abundantly over your child. I can't instruct you to do anything else. Give your child God. Give God to your child. give the situation to God. Give all things. I don't have no other God to lead you to, but I know the Father. And all I can tell you is give all. The teacher that's teaching. I do have my husband and my children. All I ask God to give my child is all ordained things. I need the doors to be assigned. I need the teachers to be assigned. I need the influencers to be assigned. Because when we walk that heavy in God, can't no weapon form against us and prosper, not even over our children, not even over our household. So if y'all want any more mentorship, any more influencing, any more of these kind of talks, y'all can find me on Facebook at Brittany L. Hallman, B-R-I-T-T-N-E-Y, space L, space H-O-L-M-A-N. And Keeping Up with Ezekiel and Promise have their own Facebook as well. Again, it was Keeping Up with Ezekiel and Promise. And if you can't get there, then go to www.brittanylachey.org, and you can find me there. I offer mentorship. I offer mentorship and etiquette. That means I'm teaching them the ways of life through godly morals, but teaching them how to live according to his will and way, even when times and difficult comes. So those are the ways to follow me. Those are my encouragements. I have nothing else to say but live on purpose and live in God's way.
This girl, Jesus, I love it, Brittany. God bless you. First of all, I want to say thank you so much for being in your purpose. Golly, at an early age, I love it. God bless your parents, Jesus. And also, thank you so much for taking time out your busy schedule to be a guest here on the Dr. Renee Sunday Show podcast. If you need anything, please, please don't hesitate to contact us.
I most definitely will. Thank you so much.
Ooh, ladies and gentlemen, I just need to replay her. She's going to be my affirmation. Just playback. I could conquer the world by after talking to her. Okay, see, that's why
yes,
you have
you
to
can.
Be, ladies and gentlemen. Look, right, Brittany, you got to be around like-minded people. We haven't even seen each other. We talking on the phone, and she has pushed me further in my destiny and my purpose. God, so. But you guys, please contact Brittany, please, and support her in the things that she's doing. And think about it. What we're talking about, you can do it as well. You are special. You have a purpose. You God has done the dumb thing, like y'all be saying, y'all young folk. But you know what? You got to believe and trust and walk it out, you know, like I always say. I want to let you know, if you want to be a guest here on our show, y'all know what to do. Go to ReneeSunday.com. And if you need any coaching, or if you want to increase your visibility and get leads for your business, or even Facebook ads, I'm the girl. Go to ReneeSunday.com or DM me on any of the social media platforms. You know, it's Dr. D-R-R-E-N-E-E Sunday, S-U-N-D-A-Y. So it's D-R, not the whole doctor spelled out. But I want to let you know this. Guess what? You do have a calling. You do have a reason you were born. You're not a mistake. No matter what you thought, no matter what somebody else have told you, we consider these three things that we have to do. We have to believe, we have to trust, and we have to walk it out. And we have to, guess what, don't stop, get it. Y'all should have known it was coming, right? And what are we getting? We're getting our purpose, and we're getting our purpose now. This is Dr. Renee Sunday, the platform builder. I thank you so much for being here on another episode of the Dr. Renee Sunday Show podcast. We'll see you next time. We love you. Bye-bye.